In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Dr. Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion of what makes a great performance, hearing Bach's Sarabande by Rostropovich before switching to the same piece played by Yehuda himself.
Yehuda Hanani, in our last conversations, we've been talking about performance and what makes adherence to the music, adherence to style, what makes somebody pay the money to go to see the concert and enjoy it. You made reference the last time to the sophistication of the audience. In other words, what the audience knows. I'm interested in that because, you know, I don't know that much. And I go, and how much does the conductor, the impresario, the person who chooses the talent, have to worry about how much an audience actually knows?
You know, I was thinking about what we spoke about last time.
Yeah.
And I would divide it crudely into two different categories. There is one type of musician or artist who feels that they are at the service of the music. A composer like Mozart wrote a piece, and you are trying to really put your talent and your skills at the service of the music. The other is the person who uses the music at the service of their own ego, for their own success, for their own impression on the audience.
How do we know which is which?
Usually you can. Pianists, it's very easy to divide pianists into those two categories. Some play the instrument and they use the music to show the prowess on the instrument. Some plays the music and use the instrument literally as an instrument towards accomplishing the music. There's a certain humility involved. There's a certain dedication. The ego is in control. It's very easy for me to hear the two categories.
You're a professor, you're a pro, you're an artist. What about the rest of us? I mean, we can't tell, can we?
Let's remove it from the classical into popular music.
Sure.
Because then maybe you can feel... How do you tell a great folk singer, a pop singer?
Well, whether you like them or not.
Just like that?
Yeah. Sure.
There's no other...
I mean, well, let me put it this way. Earl Scruggs was the greatest banjo player in the history of American banjo. Pete Seeger is not the greatest banjo player, but he's the greatest folk musician who ever lived. So the real question is not only perfection on your instrument, but also your integration efforts, whether you can put it across, whether you can involve people who are sitting in the audience with what you're doing.
It's wonderful.
I guess those are the things
You're giving me the answer then. Mm. It's not just the voice, and it's not just the instrument. It's what you do with it. It's how you use it to bring some message to the audience, right? How to communicate something, either a sexy, sexual message, a religious message, a philosophical message, something that comes across through the instrument.
But I'm still a little bereft about all of this because it seems so self-evident to you when the guy sits down at the piano and he's a phony, but he...
Some of them are brilliant pianists.
Yes.
So
no, I hear you. But I do think that performance, the ability to put it across, is almost everything. That if you get a little, you know, you get a guy who looks like Arnold on the Milton Berle show sitting down at the piano, you're less likely than if you see Vladimir Feltzman, you know, showing off a bit, which he does.
Well, I'll tread on dangerous ground now.
Bring
an example. There was a great cellist, probably the greatest of the 20th century. His name was Rostropovich.
Oh, yes.
He was a mediocre musician.
He was
a superb cellist. Now,
wait a second. He was a superb cellist, but he was a mediocre musician?
Yeah, I can sign
my... Explain yourself, sir.
All my students will tell you the same.
Because you tell them. Okay,
no,
but explain why that's so. How can you be a superb player?
Okay.
Yes.
Fabulous, voluptuous sound, amazing technical capability, could reach anything, could play anything, nerves of steel, and the audience never fazed him. He was just an awesome performer, okay? Right. Now, this was always better when the music was mediocre because then he could do whatever he wanted with it. The better the music became, the worse his performance became. In other words, when it came to Mozart, to Bach, the suites, he was lost. He just didn't even know what the challenges were to begin with. So towards the end of his life, he recorded the Bach suites, which are for us the Bible, of the repertoire,
right.
The Bible of cellists. And I wish he didn't, because it's embarrassing.
Now, certainly, Yehuda Hanani, there will be a lot of people out there who are listening to this who are frankly ticked off at you.
Well, I mean,
they're
going to
say, "Are you talking about? You're talking about Rostropovich, the great hero. We saw him at Tanglewood. We saw him here. We saw him there."
I'm saying again, he was a fabulous, amazing performer.
Performer, but no, wait a second. You said two things. You said he was a great performer, and you also said he was a great cellist.
Right.
Now, and then you said, but he wasn't that good a musician.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, you know, he took over the Washington Symphony for a couple of years and almost ruined the orchestra.
Because,
you know, when you stand in front of an orchestra, you cannot just be a ham. You have to understand what the music is all about. You have to get it out of the musicians. This was not his strength. His strength was playing the instrument, and I'll give you an example. One of the movements of the Bach suite, Saraband, was historically an erotic dance, sort of like a tango of the day. As a matter of fact, it was forbidden to dance it in Portugal for a while. You went to jail if you were caught dancing the Saraband.
Sort of modern-day pornography.
It was a sexy dance.
Yeah.
Now, Bach takes this dance and transforms it into a tremendous religious kind of testament. It's really like the soul of every suite is the Saraband. There are challenges. How do you integrate the message of Bach, this lofty message of Bach, without compromising the choreographic gesture of the original dance, right? How do you keep the pulse of the dance plus conveying all sorts of... And people struggle with those conflicts, with those seemingly contradictions, and find, you spend years until you find a way to perform this music in the right way. There is a performance of the Saraband by the cellist we mentioned, and it's slow and lugubrious and heavy and meaningless. And I brought mine, not because I say I'm better than Rostropovich.
You mean what you played?
Yeah. Okay. We have two Sarabands to compare.
Oh.
He was a great cellist, I don't misunderstand, but I'd rather listen to any one of my students play this movement rather than listen to Rostropovich.
Thank you.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. Yehuda is playing the 7th Annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert on Saturday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. at PS21, Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham, New York. To learn more, visit ps21chatham.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.